And it's one of the most frequent questions I get. When should we sell? And I sit and look at them and say, well, why do you want to sell in the first place? Well, they'll say, I have to make my profit somehow. Otherwise, I've made no money. It's just a paper profit.
Well, there's another thing that Dolph is talking about. Not only is it real money coming out, it's not taxable. It's tax-free income.
Right.
And the moment you can see that, it stuns me. The last thing about real estate in America is that in paper assets, when you sell a stock and let's say you make a 20% gain, you make $10,000, let's say, you're taxed at a 20% rate.
Right.
Whereas real estate, if I make a $20,000 profit, even if it's taxable, I can defer the taxes indefinitely. In other words, I don't have to pay taxes on my capital gains. So my income coming out of my cash flow coming out of real estate, is that's passive income, is taxed at the lowest tax rate possible.
Right. And
it's
the money
the best
you would,
income.
Right.
And the capital gains can be tax-free.
And the money you would have used to pay capital gains tax had it been another investment, you can now invest. And it means that your returns go up exponentially relative to other investments.
And not even returns. If you're a B and an I doing the investing from the B and I quadrant, mm-hmm. there's another magic thing called depreciation, which means you're able to write off the lost value of the improvements. You know, let's say you have a house on a $100,000 property and the property's worth 20, the house is worth 80. The government, the tax law, allows you to depreciate that value of the improvement.
All right, just like they allow you to appreciate computers and cars. But here's the fundamental difference. They allow you to depreciate computers and cars on the basis that they go down in value. And indeed, they do. However, they allow you to depreciate property, whereas everyone knows that in general, it goes up in value. And as long as you don't sell, then you reap that benefit.
What I'm talking about here is the difference between an S and a B, is a lot of times I can offset gains as a B or income from a B with my depreciation on my real estate.
Right.
Whereas an S quadrant person or an E quadrant person cannot do that by law. And so I look at real estate, this depreciation, I call it phantom cash flow. In other words, that's more tax-free dollars going into my pocket. So even if, let's say, I got no rent, you know, let's say my income from my rent was the exact same amount as my expenses. And let's say the property did not go up in value, I'm still making money because of depreciation.
Right. And when you think about what you just said, where your rental income matched exactly your mortgage outgoings, for instance, and the property didn't go up in value, you can still make money because effectively, under those circumstances, you're getting a check from the government.
That's right.
And I can't think of any other investment vehicle, Robert, where the government will give you a check.
So those are some of the few reasons why Dolph believes that real estate is the best investment. And as you can tell by my excitement, I consider it also. That's why when you can talk to Diane Kennedy, here she is. She has her businesses, but she also buys real estate.
Right.
And she's a CPA, and she understands why. As I said, I've always sort of wondered why when I watch TV and I read the magazines, you know, financial magazines, they all mention paper assets and not one of them mentions real estate.
Well, that's another area I want to touch on because financial planners in general go very lightly on real estate.
They don't understand it.
Well, they don't understand it for one, but I think there's another reason, and that is there generally is nothing in it for them. When they tip people into stocks and bonds, they tend to earn a commission of some form. But if they put their clients into real estate, in general, there's little in it for them.
Nothing, in fact.
So there's a big disincentive for them to talk people into real estate.
Right. I was in USA Today. One of the financial planners that sells mutual funds criticized me for recommending real estate. They said real estate is extremely risky, and there's only two markets that have gone up, California and Connecticut. And I said, what planet is this person from? I mean, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. There's one reason I live in Phoenix, Arizona. It is the number one property market in the USA. And this financial planner, because they're in paper assets, has no idea, doesn't understand the tax laws of the advantages of real estate, understanding the banks lending you money to buy real estate. So they naturally criticize real estate. And I think that is professionally unethical and somewhat blind, because if you're going to be a financial planner, I really think you should represent all of the assets, businesses, real estate, as well as paper.
Right.
Because each one has strengths, each one has weaknesses. We're not saying real estate is a be-all, end-all, because it has its flaws in it, too.
It does, yeah.
But it's still, as Dolph says, for every time I look at the tax laws and all the advantages in it, the banks lending me money on it, the banks not lending you money on your mutual funds, except as collateral, there's something that the world is trying to tell people about the benefits of real estate. Yet, television and most of our financial publications do not cover it. And I've always found that interesting.
It is fascinating. And one of the questions I always pose to my people is, if ever anyone offers you any advice on anything remotely to do with money, ask yourself the following question. Does this person earn the bulk of his or her money by doing exactly the same thing that they're recommending you to do? Or do they earn the bulk of their money by giving advice?
Right. And
the answer to that question, Robert, tells you how much credence to give their advice.
Right. Even real estate brokers don't invest in real estate.
Right.
And many stock brokers don't buy stocks. So I've always found that quite interesting because these are salespeople. They're not really investors.
Right.
The S quadrant, not the I quadrant.
And that's why when I go looking for a real estate agent in a new area, I will exclusively use people who themselves are investors because they know what I'm after. They know what gets me hungry. They know what I'm looking for.